The U.S. Supreme Court's Citizen United decision, CU for short, was widely criticized for expanding the concept of corporate personhood. But Peter Scheer, the attorney and journalist who is executive director of the San Rafael-based First Amendment Coalition, says that ruling has not resulted in an outpouring of corporate election spending after all.
Everybody expected that CU was going to unleash a tsunami of spending in presidential elections and other federal elections by public corporations. And it's been very surprising to look at the reports and see that, in fact, that hasn't happened at all.
Moreover, Scheer sees within the CU decision a possible legal basis for imposing new limits on the super PACs that have poured millions into this year's presidential election campaigns. He notes that there is an important difference between political spending by corporations and the activities of what are called independent expenditure organizations, such as political action committees and super PACs. The key word there is independent.
After CU, the definition of independence is a constitutional matter. It's a question that is to be answered by the First Amendment, not just what Congress wants to say or what some agency wants to say. It is for the Supreme Court to say what is sufficiently independent to qualify for the CU exemption from expenditure limits.
And privately aggregated funds, Scheer believes, don't qualify.
Any fund that is created to combine, aggregate other people's contributions, by definition, is not sufficiently independent. The moment your spending gets combined with my spending and a professional consultant hired to manage the fund, the moment we cross that line, you no longer have the kind of independence that the First Amendment requires.
Right now, this is all merely legal theorizing, Scheer admits. It'll take a new case, not presently active, to prompt clarification from the High Court. But he says the CU decision did open the door to increase political spending disclosure requirements.
The Supreme Court was blessing in advance new legislation that would replace restrictions on how much could be spent in political campaigns with obligations to disclose exactly who's giving the money and how much they're giving. Well, Congress hasn't come through with that law.
Meanwhile, a federal agency is moving toward new disclosure standards that could prove very revealing.
The Federal Communications Commission is in the process of adopting a rule that will require that broadcast television and radio stations will have to disclose in a meaningful way who buys political ads, and how much they're paying for them.
Still, it remains an open question whether any of these potential changes will be in place in time to have any bearing on the coming November election. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.